This is VOA News. I'm Gene Randall. The impeachment investigation of U.S. President Donald Trump is heating up. House Democrats have issued a document subpoena to Secretary of State Mike Pompeo. Pompeo has missed two earlier document deadlines from Capitol Hill. AP Washington Bureau Chief Julie Pace has some thoughts on the chances the president will, in fact, be impeached.
The reality is that President Donald Trump stands a very good chance and has a high likelihood of being impeached by the House. That is, of course, because that is a Democratic majority branch of Congress. But I do think that depending on what other evidence comes out, you want to watch Republicans. They control the Senate. That is where he would be essentially on trial if the House impeaches him. Right now, no signs that the Republicans are going to be anywhere close to convicting Trump. But you do want to watch some of these Republicans, people like Mitt Romney, people like Lamar Alexander, just for signs of whether there will be a little bit of a crack in that caucus.
That was Julie Pace of AP. The Washington Post and the New York Times are both reporting that President Trump's special representative for Ukraine has resigned. Kurt Volker was named in the whistleblower complaint that Mr. Trump pressured Ukraine's president for help in the effort to tarnish the reputation of Democratic presidential hopeful Joe Biden. And President Trump's personal attorney, Rudy Giuliani, told Sky News he is willing to testify in Congress.
What I did is perfectly lawful, perfectly legal. I find it completely extraordinary that you're spending all this time asking me about what I did. All this time should be spent on the pay-for-play scheme that Biden set up, in which he made millions and millions of dollars.
More news at voanews.com online. There is also an easy, convenient-to-use mobile app. This is VOA from Washington. Afghanistan's presidential election is underway amid Taliban threats of violence. The insurgents have warned the country's more than 9 million eligible voters to stay home. And there was an explosion reported today at a polling station in Kandahar that left more than a dozen people seriously injured. Tens of thousands of Afghan security personnel have been deployed across the country to protect voters. Incumbent President Ashraf Ghani is running for re-election, challenged by his partner in the 5-year-old unity government, Abdullah Abdullah. UN agencies are rushing to provide aid to hundreds of thousands of people affected by severe flooding in Niger. The heavy rains, which began in June, have killed scores of people and affected more than 200,000. Lisa Schlein reports for VOA from Geneva.
The UN Office for the Coordination of Humanitarian Affairs reports the situation took a dramatic turn for the worse the last week of August. That was when water levels of the Niger Basin reached flood stage, and overflow from dams in neighboring Burkina Faso and Mali contributed to the surging waters. OCHA spokesman Jens Laerke says the last time the Niger Basin reached this level was in 2012.
At that time, the floods left dozens of dead and affected nearly 500,000 people. Each year, there has been an upward trend in how many people are affected by these seasonal rains. We have seen a doubling of the number of people affected since 2015, as well as increasing material damage, including destruction of crops and loss of livestock.
Lisa Schlein filed that report for VOA from Geneva. A British-flagged oil tanker seized by Iran has been seen outside Dubai's Port Rashid a day after it was released by Tehran. AP correspondent Sarah Bassett has a report.
The Stena Impero was seized in July as it passed through the Strait of Hormuz. The tanker's Swedish-based owner, Stena Bulk, says the crew will disembark in Dubai for medical checks and to spend some time with their families. Britain responded to Iran's release of the ship by accusing Tehran of trying to disrupt freedom of navigation. The ship's seizure came after British authorities in Gibraltar seized an Iranian oil supertanker on suspicion it was breaking EU sanctions by taking oil to Syria. Gibraltar later released the tanker after Iran promised it would not go to Syria, but the ship later sat off the Syrian coast, angering Britain. I'm Sarah Bassett.
Joseph Wilson, the former ambassador who disputed U.S. intelligence on Iraq that was used to justify going to war under George W. Bush, has died. He was 69. Wilson died of organ failure in Santa Fe, New Mexico. That word from his former wife, Valerie Plame, whose identity as a CIA operative was exposed in 2003, days after Wilson's criticism of reports that Iraqi leader Saddam Hussein was trying to purchase uranium in Africa. Gene Randall, VOA News.
V. AOA Way.